Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 18 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, A Grateful Heart. Thomas Merton once wrote, "To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything He has given us. And He has given us everything. Every breath we draw is a gift of His love. Every moment of existence is a grace, for it brings with it immense graces from Him. Gratitude, therefore, takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awakening to the new wonder and to praise of the goodness of God. For the grateful person knows that God is good, not by hearsay, but by experience. And that is what makes all the difference." Our text for today is from the 40th Psalm, verses 6 through 11. "In sacrifice and offering, you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering, you have not required. Then I said, 'Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me." In Psalm 40, 6-11, David emphasizes the importance of internal obedience to God over external rituals, declaring that God does not delight in sacrifices, but seeks a willing heart committed to doing His will. David expresses joy and delight in God's law, highlighting a deep personal relationship with divine guidance. He acknowledges the responsibility of proclaiming God's righteousness and faithfulness to the community, emphasizing the significance of living out your faith. David also calls for God's mercy and continual assistance, underscoring dependence on God's grace while navigating life's challenges. Overall, these verses reflect the essence of authentic faith rooted in genuine devotion and unwavering trust in God's goodness. Josh Smith and Daniel Aiken explain the unique structure and prophetic nature of Psalm 40. "A remarkable unity and structure bind this song together so that the whole song anticipates a complete fulfillment in David's greater son, Jesus of Nazareth." The author of Hebrews understands the song in this way. Hebrews chapter 10, 5-7, quotes Psalm 40, 6-8, and applies it to the life of the Lord Jesus. Only the Lord Jesus, in fact, could say these verses with complete purity of heart and devotion. verse 8 captures the essence of this psalm and the heart of the Lord Jesus. I delight to do your will, my God, and your instruction is deep within me. Here is a life sold out to do God's will. Here is a model of the life God desires and expects of us. Psalm 40, 9 through 11, emphasizes the importance of confessing who God is and expressing genuine gratitude for all He has done. James Montgomery Boyce shares the following comments along with a personal challenge concerning these two verses. Jesus said something else about the heart that parallels the next point of David's testimony. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, he said, "For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." Do you ever wonder why the speech of some people is so vile? It is because their hearts are vile. They need to get their inner lives cleaned out. Then their speech will follow. But it works the other way too, which is the point made here. If our hearts are open to God's word and are being cleansed and reformed by it, then our mouths will be speaking God's words and will be praising Him. Have you experienced the righteousness of God toward you through faith in Jesus Christ? Have you found the Lord faithful? Is His salvation good? Have you learned that He loves you? And have you discovered His truth in Scripture? To be a Christian is to have experienced exactly those things. But how can you have experienced them in your heart and yet fail to speak about them? If you are really aware of them, you will speak of them often, as David did. Spend some time today expressing your gratitude to God for who He is and all He has done. Some questions to consider. In what ways are you more prone to religious acts than genuine praise? What are you thankful for in relation to who the Lord is? And finally, what are you grateful for in relation to all Christ has done? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.